Tango Tango Papa 2008, December 6, 2017.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from Williams, Iowa. Williams, Iowa is, I don't know, somewhat north of the Des Moines, Iowa area. And so I'm on my way to deliver a load anytime tomorrow. It's basically a drop and hook at Mankato, Minnesota. I couldn't get there today because the way it's set up, it has to be there tomorrow. And so get there tomorrow. That's soon enough. So I picked the load up in the Dallas, Texas area, actually at Dallas. And it wasn't, the weather wasn't too bad down there. It was in the 50s there, so it was a little chilly. The wind was blustery. It was a little cool. I think it had been warmer the days leading up to that. But then, now of course here at Williams, Iowa, it's pretty cold. Temperature-wise, I don't know what the low was supposed to get to, but right now, the truck thermometer says 22 degrees, and that may or may not be accurate. It might actually, you know, there's parts of, you know, that might actually be colder than that. I'm not sure. But the wind is kind of blowing like mad. Now, right here where I'm parked at, I'm sort of protected from it a little bit. But it is blowing, and so I'm looking out the front of the truck, and you know, I'm seeing the big asphalt area of the parking lot in actually behind the fuel islands, where the trucks are parked on the fuel islands, and there must be some snow that they'd received earlier, because it's there's no snow right now that I'm aware of. I think it's just cloudy, but there is some blowing snow that's really not, it's not accumulating anywhere, but I'm seeing it sort of blow across like it looks like sand or something that you'd see blowing across asphalt. But in this case, it's just kind of fine powdery snow that must have fallen either yesterday, I'm assuming maybe possibly yesterday. I don't know if any snow here fell today, but nonetheless, the big problem with the weather around here right now is the wind, because I don't know what the wind chill would be, but it must be pretty cold here. So definitely a night that if someone was really out in the cold, they would probably, and didn't have any protection from it, they would probably die of exposure. So anyway, I'm delivering the load tomorrow in Mankato, Minnesota, and then we'll see what they come up with after that. Now, I was home for the past several days taking my regular time off, and then my vacation is scheduled to begin. I'm supposed to be back on the by the 16th of December for my vacation to begin, and then I'll be off until January 4th. So I go back to work on January the 4th. So I'm planning on spending part of the time, if everything goes the way I'm thinking it will, planning on spending part of that time down in Galveston, meet my parents down in Galveston, and then we'll just kind of hang out in Galveston for a few days. We did that about 6 years ago, which it's hard to believe it's been that many years ago, but it has. We did that 6 years ago, and so we're planning on doing that this time. And so that should be enjoyable, because usually the weather is a little bit warmer down there, and it's not that far. My parents are in South Texas right now, so it's not that far for them to drive up from South Texas up to Galveston, and it's not that bad for me to drive from home to the Galveston area. Galveston, of course, is just, you know, it's probably like 50 miles outside of Houston. So, you know, out on an island. So, off the Texas coast. So, that's what the plan is. And but in any case, vacation begins, should be back by the 16th, today with the 6th. So, I just have 10 days to go until my vacation will start. So, I have an audio file from Joel. Joel sent it to me via Voxer. And so I haven't listened to that yet, so we're going to be listening to that together for the first time. And, you know, several minutes long, and so it's probably, depending on what he's talking about, I may or may not kind of break in and respond to it. But first of all, I wanted to talk a little bit about why is it, and I've long wondered this, why is it that the news media, why is it that we, you know, news media, any kind of actors, why is it that they sort of have our attention? You know, and it's obvious that they're not the best people. I mean, just take a look at the news right now. A lot of the news is about, you know, lately it's been about the news media and about the Hollywood actors. Why is it we give them our attention? And so, and I've often, you know, I've thought of, you know, and of course there's certain answers that I've always come up with, but I was reminded of this again because, you know, one of my sister-in-laws lost a bunch of weight over the past several years, and she's been able to keep it off. And, you know, I mean substantial amount of weight. And so I found out recently that she is going to be, you know, she has this interview that's going to be in, I think, an early January issue of People magazine. Now, I don't know how often People magazine is published, if it's once a month or once a week or what it is, but it's supposed to be, you know, kind of early, sometime in January. And so they actually, People magazine, flew her to New York, did the interview. They put her up in a hotel for a couple of nights, you know, and so I guess some sort of photo shoot or whatever. And you know, that's, you know, and so what am I going to do? Of course I'm going to buy a copy of the magazine whenever the, you know, if I find out which issue it is, I'll let you know. But of course I'm going to buy a copy of the magazine. Why wouldn't I? So, but what is it? You know, that got me to thinking. Now, why normally don't care about People magazine? You know, sometimes I accidentally see the People magazine cover. But why is it? Why would I even be interested in that? What is it? What is the interest? And I think the interest is that, you know, any of these magazines, but People in particular, you know, especially with all the Hollywood stars and all that stuff, they're, a lot of times they're making, you know, it's really sort of aimed at making the reader kind of feel good about themselves. And so these magazines, you know, and the media in general, if they're really successful, they're really good at sort of charming people and ultimately making people feel good about themselves. It's sort of like TV preachers, really successful TV radio ministry preachers. The really good ones end up on television and radio, and so they're really good at making people feel good about themselves. And so that really is what holds our attention to the media, you know, it's because it's not just about entertainment. ultimately, it's about making us feel good about our, watch the, people's egos being stroked. You know, they might say something good about us, or they'll say something good about someone we identify with, or, some star that we identify with. And that really is what, they sort of hold the magic thing, and the magic thing is, nothing that they have. But they know that, they're servicing sort of a need in people, no pun intended. They're sort of servicing a need that people, and it's not really, you could say, oh, it's a normal need. Everybody has it, therefore it's normal. No, it's not normal. That's not a normal, it's not really, we as human beings should, there's some lack, that says to me that there's some lack in us, some lack of self-esteem that we would need to look at other, find magazines or TV or actors or movies or whatever, TV shows that sort of help us feel better about ourselves. And so you look at just the cover, because I happen to, this truck stop I'm parked at, I was in there, and so I went ahead, there's a Subway restaurant, and I went ahead and ate. Once I got here, kind of braved the bitterly cold wind walking across our parking lot to go in there. So once I ate, then whenever I was leaving, they had this small, sort of a little, kind of a little small newsstand with a few magazines on it, and on one of the magazines was People Magazine, and of course they make it appealing. They've got the pictures of, like four, however many pictures on the cover of, your favorite, insert your favorite actor, whatever, and a little snippet, kind of telling a story about whatever it is your favorite actor or actress is, and it's colorful, and it really, but that all kind of comes together, and it's sort of like eye candy, make the reader feel good about themselves. And that's really the kind of the appeal. So it's interesting, but same way with the, the news media, why do we give the, because you look at what's happened with all these sexual allegations against a lot of these, these prominent people that have been on television for years, kind of giving the news or whatever, reading the news. And look at, of course they've been, now, the liberals are, and it's not just the liberals, it's also the elites. And that includes the Republicans. People running the Republican Party are not exempt from this. They are in the process still of eating themselves. And so you see that that's still an ongoing thing. It hasn't quit. It hasn't stopped. They've gotten John Conyers been in Congress for like 50 years. All of a sudden, the Democrats have turned on him, and time for him to resign. And they're doing the same thing with Al Franken. Time for him to go. So they're still in the process of kind of eating each other. And the reason there's, as I've said before, one of the reasons that that's happening, and it was really predictable, and I've actually talked about it, that would why it happened, or what, then even I think I even said it was going to happen, that they would begin to eat each other, because what happens is, it's the same process that happens when, you have, let's say you have black on black crime in black neighborhoods, just to pull something out of the air. They're frustrated with, someone, like Jesse Jackson or Black Lives Matter comes along and whips them up into a an emotional frenzy, and they're just filled with rage and resentment, et cetera, et cetera. They weren't given a fair shake because they're black, so on and so forth, and the world's against them, and blah, blah, blah. And so they get all whipped up in a frenzy, and it doesn't go anywhere, and it comes, and so they take it out on each other. And so that's why you have the black on black violence. That's why you have Muslim on Muslim violence. You go to some of those Muslim third world countries and they're really violent with each other. And it's for the very same reason, because they're kind of taught to be violent, and then they get whipped up into an emotional frenzy. And all of, you know, that has to go somewhere. And so they take it out on each other. And so same thing is kind of happening with the left primarily, but it's also the people that run the Republican Party, because they hate Donald Trump just as much as the left does. Every bit as much they hate him, if maybe even in some cases more. And so they would, you know, all of these people are just burning up with rage. And it doesn't have anywhere to go, because Donald Trump knows how to respond to it. And he, despite all of the things that they've said and the emotions that they've felt and the mental thunderbolts that they've hurled at him, it hasn't affected him a bit. And in fact, I'd say he's sort of been, you know, because the way he's handled it, it hasn't reacted. He hasn't given them the reaction that they're looking for. What has ended up happening, and he fights back, what has ended up happening is that it just all comes back on them. And so all of the little voodoo doll tricks that they've tried to pull have backfired on them. And, you know, every single one has backfired to the point where they're all taking it out on each other. Because they're addicted to judgment is the other part of that. So if they can't get it one way, they're going to get it another. Even if it means turning on their fellow rats, or fellow mice, a mouse utopia experiment that I talked about several podcasts ago. So, you know, where they're kind of biting each other's tails, kind of turning to cannibalism. So that's still going on, and it's kind of a necessary thing that we're going through, you know. And you know, so Donald Trump is absolutely serving the purpose. He's serving the purpose very well. So a lot of people are very unhappy with the world and what they think the world is or what's going on. And the way I look at it, all is well with the world. So some people are living in hell, and I would tell you, if you're one of those people, it doesn't have to be that way. You're doing it to yourself, because it really doesn't have to be that way, because anyway, I'm going to go ahead and start playing Joel's comment. And again, I'd probably end up doing a stop start on it. I haven't listened to it at all, so we're going to be hearing it together for the first time. So here is Joel.
Hey, Tom. It's Joel. Just thought I'd ping you. I just had to sit there and video and got the email in the morning from work. It's time to take your, well, the question I have, because I don't remember taking one last year. Anyway, sent out an email about the global work preventing harassment. And basically, I did what I needed to do. And here's kind of how I got through it, and that was, how do I think like a person on the left? Not entirely, of course, because some harassment definitely isn't that way, but this test also included things about, Michelle recently transitions from a man to a woman, and things like that, it's, to me, it shows form of corporations, at which, I kind of already knew that, But I found it, as an adult, I kind of found it condescending, mostly because I've never ever had a problem with harassing a female or harassing anybody, really. But, you know, I'm looking at this test and some of the things that, you know, I answer correctly. I'll say that. I answer correctly. But when I read him, I'm like, that doesn't really sound too bad to me, but it's considered harassment. And I'm like, and that kind of goes back, you know, a lot of people wonder, well, why didn't this come up before? Why blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's because the definition's always changing. By far, that is the biggest problem, is that when the definition changes constantly, how are you to determine whether you're okay? You know, several years ago, what would just count as just friendly workplace talk is now sexual harassment, or considered that. And to me, I look at it, you know, how do you catch the blatant ones like Matt Lauer, like Harvey Weinstein, but let, you know, normal thing, what I would consider as a normal thing, go, you know, and just, it's the constant workplace walking on needles thing. And ironically, here's the funniest thing there, is I work from home, so the only person I can sexually harass is my own wife, so, but at least at home anyway, I guess I can over IM or something, but, you know, considering I've never met, I would say probably a majority of the people I work with in person, I don't know how, you know, I don't know how I could at least in the near term have a problem with it. But, you know, then again, sure, somebody will try and figure it out. But it just kind of gets, you know, to me, I look at the training I took and I'm like, okay, they're just trying to show that they're doing their due diligence, but to be honest, will that work? Will making you sit there and blindly click through a little test, online test, to prove, you know, or not to prove, but to give you training on preventing workplace harassment, actually do it? The answer is no. You know, because you can't, the little test online, I guarantee you, if Harvey Weinstein took it, he probably could pass it. But he's a harasser. So, you know, I don't know. It's just enough to make you feel stupid sometimes. So,
okay, Joel, thank you for the comment. So, the sexual harassment thing, that reminded me. I was, you know, I watch a lot of YouTube videos. And, which one was it? You're probably familiar with Casey Neistat. I think that was the one. He was, you know, one of the videos that's up right now, he had gone to Wisconsin, I think, probably to Milwaukee. And he met these other people, and they're gonna make some sort of a film or something. They're going to film something in this closed shopping mall. The shopping mall's out of business, apparently, and so they're renting. They went to look at the shopping mall, and I guess they're going to rent the shopping mall for a day or whatever, and you know, make some sort of a movie or a video, and obviously around, you know, I would say a Christmas theme, you know, for Christmas. So sometime soon. But in any case, so it showed them getting there, you know, and he had his camera and what have you. And so it was, you know, it was mostly guys, but there was at least one gal that they met there. And I noticed it. It stuck out like a sore thumb. He hugged the, you know, Casey Neistat hugged the guys, you know, these other two male bloggers that he'd met, I guess, a year ago, and they did, you know, some sort of a collaboration. He hugged those guys, but then when it came to the gal, and I think it was a female blogger, he shook her hand. He did no hugging. So I think a lot of people are on kind of, you know, they're sort of on pins and needles about this stuff. And the key, really, to, you know, to the whole thing is to not, you know, treat everybody exactly the same. And I've done this for years. You treat everybody the same, whether it's a man, whether it's a woman, whatever. They're going to be, if it's a woman or a man or whoever, and they want to hug, then it's up to them to initiate it. You know, I'm not going to just assume I can hug somebody. And I'm certainly not, you know, I'm certainly going to keep my hands off of any parts. You know, like what's like Al Franken's grabbing the, you know, he's grabbed, you know, over and over again, these women are saying he grabbed them either, you know, in the breast or the rear end area. And, you know, and I guess, was it Matt Lauer? Katie Couric said, or, you know, there's a tape of her, you know, she appeared on some show, and I think she said Matt Lauer kept pinching her on the ass, Katie Couric. So, you know, and it's, so they knew it. This is more than harassment. Like Matt Lauer or Harvey Weinstein, that's more than harassment. Or even Al Franken, that's more, or John Conyers, that's more than harassment. You know, it's more than simply, you know, verbal whatever. You know, because that could be considered harassment as well. You know, just, and it's nothing new. Because I've, you know, when I worked at that eye clinic, there was a situation where there was this, you know, this girl was working as a receptionist. She was probably in her early 20s. And another guy that worked at the eye clinic. And I don't know all the details, but he, at that point, kept going over and talking to the receptionist. You know, and I don't know if he was flirting with her a little bit. Don't know the particulars. But he ended up kind of getting a... Nothing came of it at that point, but he ended up kind of getting a sexual harassment, you know, sort of a threat, you know, or because or at least that 22-year-old woman thought that he was somehow sexually harassing her by, I guess maybe flirting with her or you know, just talking to her too much, or I don't know. So, you know, and I think at the time he was obviously sort of enamored with her, to be honest, but. The key is don't, you know, just treat everybody the same. Don't make a difference. It doesn't matter who it is, how old they are, how young they are, how good you think they look, how ugly they look. Treat everybody exactly the same as far as your dealings with them, and you won't have a problem. You know, and furthermore, keep your hands to yourself. Be very careful about your tone of voice when you're talking to people. You know, don't, you know, there's just certain things that are, you know, that at least in my mind, I would just naturally avoid anyway. You know, so I don't even have to worry about, something like that. You know, it's almost like, you know, if someone doesn't have good control, it would be the kind of control that you have over your language, for example. As, you know, whereas you normally might, as you're going about your day, you might end up kind of cussing this or cussing that or cussing the car in front of you or whatever. You know, with your, you know, some sort of four-letter words come out of your mouth. And yet, you know, when you're around certain people, or, you know, in general, you can just filter all that out magically. You know, let's say you're around your grandmother or something. You can just magically filter that out. So, it's that type of thing to a certain extent. But, I don't know. It's, there's a lot of, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of men that, you know, it makes me uncomfortable to watch men sort of flirt, as it were, with women. I see it sometimes, you know, they're sort of flirting with the woman behind the counter or maybe flirting with a waitress or whatever. And I don't like watching that stuff. I don't like, you know, I don't like it when people tell me about their sexual escapades or brag on their sexual prowess or their sexual escapade. I, you know, don't want to hear about it, whether it's, you know, heterosexual or homosexual or whatever else. I don't want to hear about it. I just assume not even know that it exists. So, but treat everybody exactly the same. You know, treat everyone as you want to be treated, and you've eliminated the problem. So, but it's, I don't know. The real problem is emotions, as I've said before. Emotions are, you know, emotions are the gateway to hell. They really are. And yet, people want to think their emotions are really, they're really a good thing. And it's really a good thing that I can, you know, that I can be brought nearly to tears by my emotions. And it's not. If someone can bring you to tears through emotions, it just means you haven't matured. I'm sorry. That's, you know, that's just my opinion. That's the way I see it. But emotions lead, they're the gateway to insanity. They really are the gateway to the, you know, to just utter insanity. And it, you know, they lead to a really dangerous place, you know, and it becomes hell when the whole, you know, you have a country that turns into an insane asylum, basically. You know, you have a, you have end up with a majority of people that are literally insane. You've got, you know, then your country is basically, then you have to run it like it's an insane asylum. Have to have a dictator to kind of keep the insane people in line. You know, and then you need all kinds of entertainment. You need all kinds of, you know, news media, people that will entertain you to kind of keep, you know, they play, you know, they sort of play your emotions like a flute. Make you feel good about yourself. And they own you. Makes, that makes them the literal slave masters. So, anyway, I think I'm going to be going ahead and cutting this off. And I can kind of get around here and go to bed. Looks like the, yep, the wind is still kind of blowing. Because I can see the kind of the snow sort of blow across the, still kind of blowing across the asphalt parking lot. And it's very cold out there. So, anyhow, hope everyone is having a great week so far. And I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.